Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Indie Wrestling Report right here on thewrestlingchronicle.com. I am your host, Eric Vasquez. I just wanted to take the time and thank you. If you're listening to this podcast, this is the very first episode, so I wanted to say welcome and thank you for taking the time to take a listen to this podcast and see what it's all about. Again, this is the Indie Wrestling Report, so obviously we're going to be focusing on independent wrestling, which is something that is very near and dear to my heart, just like all professional wrestling, whether it be independent wrestling, WWE, New Japan, all wrestling. I love wrestling, and I feel like I wanted to take the opportunity to shine a light on independent wrestling and everything that goes on in the independent wrestling world, because independent wrestling is something that needs a lot of attention, and it needs a lot of promotion, self-promotion. Everything about independent wrestling is DIY. It relies heavy on talent promotion and actually getting the word out to get people to come to these shows, because again, they're not a lot of them are not like the grand productions that you see on TV. A lot of it is down and dirty DIY, and it's good that these people are learning the craft and getting out, and it also helps the fans get a chance to see the up-and-comers of the world of professional wrestling. So again, I just wanted to shine a light on all of that. And I also wanted to bring you up to speed on what's going to be going on with this show. Today, on the very first episode of this show, we have Alpha One Wrestling's Steve Brown. He's going to be stopping by via telephone to talk to us about Alpha One's next event coming up, Final Act 8. Also, his match against a nemesis. He has become a nemesis of his, Mark Wheeler. They have a last man standing match that's going to be phenomenal. I'm going to talk to him about the independent wrestling scene in Canada and what Alpha One Wrestling has in store for the people of Canada and for anyone that buys their DVDs. You can buy their DVDs. They have DVDs available. If you want to download them digitally, it's actually cheaper. It is $11 to download the events that they have available. And if you wanted to buy the DVD hard copy, it's $15. So it's actually very, very cheap to do so. So we're going to talk about all that stuff. And also, I posed a question on the internet via Twitter, via Reddit. And I said, and I asked, rather, who would you consider to be on the Mount Rushmore of independent wrestling? Got a lot of great answers. Got a lot of off-the-wall ones that that I would like to talk about. So expect all of that and more. And this is the very first episode of the Indie Wrestling Report right here on thewrestlingchronicle.com. Thanks for tuning in. Hey guys, welcome back. Thank you for joining us on the very first episode of the Indie Wrestling Report, and joining me via telephone, all the way from the land of Canada. He is 6'1", over 300 pounds. He's a bad man. He is world-renowned, Steve Brown. Steve, how's it going, bud?
Hey, not too bad. Man, world-renowned. I haven't been...
You know, I do my research.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I do my research, and you know, finding a lot of stuff about you, I have to say, man, you do some really cool stuff for a guy that is your size, and you're pretty athletic in what you're doing there.
Oh, thanks so much, man. I grew up loving Bam Bam Bigelow, so I try to bring a little Bam Bam into everything I do.
I like that. And like I said, I was doing my research. One thing that I found very interesting is that you've been in the game since 2002. What's it like? What's it been like being a veteran of independent wrestling and, you know, being in there with probably you've seen so many guys come and go. What's it been like being considered a veteran of independent wrestling?
It makes me feel old.
Well, I meant it as a compliment.
No. You know, I'm only 33, but, like, I started training when I was 17, had my first match when I was 18, and, like you said, I've been around a long time, and as you said, I've seen a lot of great talent come and go. You know, I've had an opportunity to be in the ring with a lot of guys that have gone on to do some great things or still do some great things or some up-and-coming guys.
Right, right. Who are some of the guys that that have stuck out in your memory that have passed through and you've gotten to work with that have gone on into bigger, better things?
Oh, one standout for sure is Michael Elgin.
Nice.
You know, he was kind of we kind of had like a crew in Ontario here in Ontario, Canada. There's like an Ontario scene, and there's kind of like different crews and stuff and cliques, as you would say. But he was kind of in our clique in NSW back in the day, and he was like, you could tell he was good, and he's gone on and done some great stuff. You know, Michael Elgin, Brody Lee, Luke Harper used to pastor here.
Yeah, I saw online that you guys were kind of like in a little stable as well.
Yeah, we were in a group called the Convoy. He was the leader, and it was myself and Danny Magnum, and I believe Logan Savage for a bit. We were his lackeys, but that was great. That was some of the most fun I had. So many, like even guys like really great friends of mine that like are doing some really great stuff now, like wrestling's hottest free agent Ethan Page, you know, like he's out there and
he's just killing it.
Yeah, a lot of these guys I've known since they were young, and just to see them doing so well, it's you know, I could be bitter about it, but I'm not, because I'm just happy to see a lot of my friends doing good stuff and getting out there, you know.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, there's always been like this sort of stigma with any sort of professional wrestling that ultimately guys are looking out for themselves, and some guys are willing to do some dirty tactics, play politics to get a big spot. But you kind of see less and less of that this day and age, and you see more of a camaraderie and everybody realizing that it's sort of a team effort to make the promotion grow.
Yeah, you know, and that's the kind of guys I like. I like guys that, you know, just having fun, supportive of everyone else.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Definitely. In every business, though, there's politics and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm sure people working at Walmart, there's little cliques of employees that, like, suck up to the managers or stuff like that, you know? So it's everywhere.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Like I said, you've been around the game for a while. From the time that you've gotten into wrestling and started your career up until now, what is the biggest differences that you have seen yourself?
Oh man, well, I just remember when I was training, it was like, you know, being safe and like not saying like guys aren't safe, but it's like you were just working a wrestling match, and like now, you know, It looks way more like a fight nowadays, and I'm not criticizing that. I like how it's evolved to more of like a real fight feel, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's one major thing I've seen. It's just that, like, I guess, I don't know, you say that Ring of Honor style or like New Japan style. Like, even if you see in the WWE, like, there's a lot of that now, and, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It's I guess you could kind of say it's a little bit more, they're embracing the strong style stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, for sure. Now, like you said, you're from Ontario. Canada has always been a wrestling country, obviously, with the Hearts and everything like that. But specifically speaking about the independent wrestling, obviously Alpha One, there's also, you know, things like Smash and Superkick. What's the wrestling scene like in your part of Canada and just everywhere around the country?
Well, there's, like, especially, like Ontario, like you said, there's Alpha One, there's Smash, there's Superkick, there's, like, niche promotions like Death Proof, that's, like, a more hardcore base, like, show. There's, in Ontario, there's a little bit of everything.
Good.
And at sometimes there's so much, and that's one thing I've realized, over the last couple years, there's just so much. It reminds me of, like, mid-2000s, like 2005, 2006, 2007. There was you could throw a rock and you could hit a show. And like a couple weeks ago in Ontario, there was like 15 shows going on.
Wow.
On Sunday, there was like four running at the same time in like 30 minute radius. Like, it's insane.
That's good. That just shows that it's thriving, you know, which is something that we all want to see.
Yeah.
All right. So,
for sure.
So coming up on the 26th, Alpha One Wrestling has one of their biggest shows of the year, part of their Final Act series. This is Final Act 8. Like I said, one of the biggest shows of the year, and this card is absolutely stacked. You got Keith Lee coming in, DJ Z, formerly from Impact Wrestling. You got Cody Rhodes, Ricky Shane Page is in, fighting for the Alpha Male title. Josh Alexander, yourself, you're going to have a last man standing match. And it's a grudge match against Mark Wheeler, which is very, very interesting the way this has been built up. And that's one of the things I noticed about watching like the different hype videos from Alpha One and the different ways they set up their videos, specifically on the YouTube. The way you guys do it, you're very well at telling stories rather than it just be wrestling matches for the sake of wrestling matches, which is fine. There's no problem with that. But I really hooked onto the fact that there's a great story between you and Mark Wheeler, and there's also a great story between Kobe Durst and Ricky Shane Page that would be great even on TV.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's one of my favorite things about Alpha One. Since Alpha One's come around, I haven't always been in Alpha One. Like, I'll do my thing, and then I'll be gone for a bit, and I'll come back. But even when I'm not there, I'm following. And the stuff is great. And like you said, Final Act, that's Alpha One's WrestleMania. And every year, Final Act, they get bigger and better. And just like this year alone, Final Act 8, you have three world champions on the show from different promotions all over the world.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes, the Ring of Honor world champion. Ricky Shane Page, he's the CZW world champion now. He's taking on Kobe Durst for the Alpha Male. Then you got Ethan Page, just coming back from England. He's the Southside Wrestling world champion. It's insane. And that's just three. If you think about it, that's because Cody Rhodes is guest ref in the Josh Alexander Ethan Page match. You know, like, that's two matches with three world champions.
That's insane.
My match?
Yes.
Sorry?
No, go ahead. Your match is a big match that I'm looking forward to.
My match, it's I'm really excited. It's to me, it's an honor to be like one of the more like main matches on the show, like with a hype video and just being built up. It's, to me, it's a big honor, and I just I can't wait. Alpha One always brings out the best of me. The crowd is great. The locker room's great, you know, except for Mark Wheeler. He's a dick. But everyone else is great, and I just have, like, I feel the best Steve Brown Bone Crusher comes out in an Alpha One ring. You know, the stakes, a final act, so much on the show. I'm going out thinking, like, okay, well, everyone else is going to have to top what I'm doing. You know, it probably won't be hard because everyone else is amazing. But I'm going out with the mindset that I want to steal the show. And everybody else is like that. Josh Alexander and Ethan Page, that match is going to be incredible. To me, Josh Alexander is the best wrestler in the world. I say it time in and time out. He's, like, the best in the world. The show is stacked. The talent, top to bottom, like you said, like, doesn't get much better than this.
No, and I mean, not only like you mentioned with all the championship power that they have on the show. I mean, you got guys like Keith Lee, who's just been all over the place, just killing it. You got, as you said, Josh Alexander.
He's WWN champ now, right?
Keith Lee, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
There's another one. Yeah. Like, yeah. This is not like, you know, something that's just going to be a run of the mill, and then all the big stars are in the main event situation. No, there's stars everywhere in this match. Your match specifically, like I said, there's a very, very good hype video for this match that lays everything out and tells the entire story leading up to the 26th. Why do you have such a ill feeling towards Mark Wheeler? You attacked him after he got his first win, setting up your rivalry with him, and you guys have gone back and forth, but you can feel there's real disdain there. What's your deal? Why are you so angry, or why do you have so much hate for Mark Wheeler?
Well, at first, it was more of a wrong place, wrong time for Mark Wheeler.
Right, because you had just made your return.
That night, I didn't care who won that match. I was coming out, and I was going to whip their ass. It didn't matter who. He just happened to be the person who won. So it was nothing personal. It was just me trying to make a statement. Maybe it became a little bit personal. It's completely personal now.
And why is that?
He cost me a match with Ethan Page a few months back. You know, I thought our issue was squashed, but it's not squashed with him. And that's fine, because he will be squashed next Sunday at the final act. Because they don't call me the Bone Crusher because it sounds good.
And you've flattened this guy with a choke bomb. That's how you made your return. You flattened him with a choke bomb onto a ladder. And even as he's still reeling from that, he decides to make this. Not only is this, as they call it, a grudge match, but this is a last man standing match. I'm looking at it. Obviously, you have the advantage. You can say that it's going to be hard to get you off your feet and keep you down for a full 10 count. What is your strategy trying to keep a lighter Mark Wheeler and keep him down for a full 10 count? Because, again, this is a last man standing match. Are you just going to go out there and try to just kill him with anything you can find?
You know what? Like, you just said it. He's going to have a tough time putting me down. And every time we've interacted, you know what? In matches, him and I are 1-1. He beat me by count out.
Right.
When that match ended, he was laying on the mat. When I beat him last show, he was laying on the mat. He does not have what it takes to keep me down for 10 seconds. He's going to have to bring in the military to help him. I'm here. I'm coming to him next week. I'm taking him out. It's not going to be a long match. I'm going to take him out. My strategy is pain. Deliver as much. Inflict as much. And he'll just probably stay down because he doesn't want to take anymore.
Wow.
What I think happened with Mark Wheeler was he just let his pride get in the way and he made a challenge to me for a last man standing match. That's fine. Hope he's bringing his best, because I'll be bringing mine.
I hope so, too, for his sake, because, I mean, I'm not trying to knock Mark Wheeler. He looks like a great performer. He looks like he could put on great matches. But again, you're over 6 feet tall. You're over 300 pounds. And you put anyone in that predicament in a last man standing match. I mean, they're going to have to, they have the advantage. So to me, as you said, maybe Mark Wheeler's pride got in the way. Do you even see a scenario where he can get the best of you?
I'm hoping for the best, but I'm expecting the worst. There is a possibility that he could get lucky. Everybody's got a fighter's chance.
Mm-hmm.
His chances are slim. I'm doing what I can to prepare. I hope he's not worrying about how he looks and looking all jacked, because at the end of the day, that's not going to get him anywhere. It's a last man standing match. He has to face me, a man who in Alpha One, I have only been pinned to the mat a handful of times. While he Like, he was celebrating his first win. You know what that meant? That meant he had a lot of losses before I showed up. Mark Wheeler should be thanking his lucky stars that I even showed up and I took him out. Because he's relevant now. Oof. People think about Mark Wheeler. So for that, hey, I say you're welcome. But next Sunday, you know what? I'm lying to you. There's not even a chance that I've even considered that he has a chance against me.
Wow, that's kind of harsh.
He doesn't. I don't want to steal the old cliche, no chance in hell. It's going to be smooth sailing.
Wow. Wow. Now, as you said earlier, a lot of this animosity stems from the fact that he cost you a match against Ethan Page, which is a high-profile match. Are you looking at this match as a kind of a stepping stone to get into the main event picture, to maybe take on whoever is going to be the Alpha Male Champion in the future?
It's not just the Alpha Male Championship. I'm looking at this as a stepping stone to any championship. Because at the end of the day in wrestling, it can be great. You know, I'm the Bone Crusher. I destroy people. But I want that recognition of being a champ. So yeah, maybe I'm looking past Mark Wheeler at what could be next. Hey, there's a battle royal that night for the Outer Limits title. Maybe when I'm done with Mark Wheeler, I'll hop into the ring and take Stokely's belt.
Which I feel like, no disrespect to Stokely, you'd probably have an easier time doing that. But again, yeah, like you said, nothing can stop you, you know? Nothing can stop you. And like you said, you had a big profile match against Ethan Page that you ended up losing because of Mark Wheeler. So, I was just wondering if maybe it took your focus off being in the main event picture.
Yes, he has definitely distracted me from my goals. I thought our issues were done. I guess he took to heart me attacking him after he defeated me by countout. But hey, like I said, I thought it was done. He had to interfere in my business. That cost him. Back in September, we went one-on-one. Who got the 1-2-3?
Yeah, you definitely did. That's for sure.
Right now, he's just a nuisance to me. He's like a fly or a mosquito just buzzing around my head.
Ouch. Ouch. Those are very, very strong words directed to Mr. Wheeler, Mark Wheeler. And again, like I said, you guys have a last man standing match that's a part of this big show. Again, just looking at it, Alex Daniels is in a three-way match against Keith Lee and Kurt Stallion, and it says that this is Alex Daniels' retirement match.
Yeah, I know. That was actually a shock. I think that Daniels kid, he's got a lot of potential, so.
Yeah, that's a big thing, and like I said, Keith Lee has been all over the place, killing it. You also have an intergender match between Jade Chung and Alessandro Del Bruno. So what's the thing? Like, intergender wrestling it's been talked about and discussed so much recently. People saying it's great. Some people saying they don't like it. Where do you stand on the whole intergender argument?
Oh, you know, for me, it's like, whatever. If a woman wants to get in the ring with a man and vice versa, it's equal playing field, you know, like 2017. You know, this match, it's been brewing for a bit, their issues they had, you know, and being in the locker room, you could see stuff happening, and you could just see there's some issues between them, and last show, they came out, right? So, for men versus women, it doesn't matter to me. If a woman wants to wrestle me, you know, I guess I had to beat a woman that day, you know?
Yeah. Like, another big thing.
All competitors.
another big thing that's going on is the main event, the big match that will be reffed by Cody Rhodes. All right, he's one half of the Alpha 1 tag team champions, and his tag team partner, All Ego Ethan Page, no need to go through his accolades, but he's putting up the Southside World title up against his former partner and longtime nemesis, Josh Alexander. Now, if Josh loses this match, he can no longer be the general manager. So, in your estimation, obviously everybody knows Cody Rhodes. You've known Ethan Page for a very long time. Do you think that it's fair that he's putting his tag team partner as the special guest referee? Obviously, that gives him an advantage. Do you feel like it's a fair advantage?
Oh, I definitely don't think it's a fair advantage. Everything is stacked up against Josh Alexander in that match. I don't have a bad word to say about Josh Alexander. As the general manager, he brought me back. He gave me the opportunity to come back. It's going to be a great match, but yeah, it's definitely one-sided with his tag team partner as a special ref. But I guess Josh, you know, did say that he would face Ethan Page in any match he wanted, so.
Yeah, wow. Now, there is also an over-the-top rumble for the Outer Limits title. Stokely Hathaway is the Outer Limits champion. What do you have to say about Stokely Hathaway's wrestling ability and his ability as champion?
You know, I guess I can't really knock his ability because he has been the longest reigning Outer Limits champion, apparently.
Yeah.
And he has defended it against Eddie Kingston. So that's a pretty tough challenge right there. He's managed to hold on to the title. Maybe it's been devious ways, but he's the champ, you know?
Well, he's got a really tall task ahead of him because, again, this is an over-the-top rumble, so it's not like it's a fall to the finish, and he has to go in at number one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He has short straw on that one.
Yeah.
Obviously, somebody in the management has a problem with him as champ and doesn't want him to be champ. Because I'm pretty sure I seen a video of him successfully defending the title recently, but they said he still has to defend it, and he's pretty much defending it against the rest of the roster that aren't. That don't have dance partners at night, you know what I mean? So
yeah, and it looks, according to the flyer, that there is also a mystery person that's not even advertised on the flyer. Like it says, not all entrants are advertised, so there's a mystery person that's going to be involved. Could that mystery person be you?
Hey, you know, it depends how I feel that night. If I've made short work with Mark Wheeler, maybe I'll throw my hat in if it's possible. I can guarantee this, if I do enter the Rumble, I'll probably be the new Outer Limits champion. So,
man, you are full of strong words today. Also, for the Zero Gravity title, Gregory Iron will be taking on Shane Sabre. That's a match to definitely look forward to. Gregory Iron, I have a soft spot for Gregory Iron because I, too, have cerebral palsy. So, obviously, I got to be a little bit biased here. I know he's not the best.
He's an inspiration.
Yeah, he is. He is a very big inspiration to me, being that we both share that we have cerebral palsy. So, hopefully, one day I get to speak to him about that. But, again, he is defending the Zero Gravity title against Shane Sabre. What can you say about those two guys?
Well, Greg's an inspiration. He's the champ. He's got that championship advantage. Shane Sabre, he's been in Alpha 1 a long time, and he hasn't quite got the gold yet. But I don't know. It's an interesting match. I think it's going to be great because they're two guys that obviously love wrestling and, you know,
yeah.
Greg will probably do what he has to do to keep the title. So it's gonna be good.
Definitely, definitely. And for the Alpha Male title, we have a Fight for Survival match, which I'm guessing is a basically no-holds-barred, all-out war between the champion Kobe Durst taking on the former champion Ricky Shane Page. Again, much like your situation, this has a very, very deep story in it where Ricky was at one time the longest reigning. Was he the longest reigning, or he had a very extensive reign as champion, and he was defeated by Kobe. And ever since then, these two have been going back and forth, and Ricky just can't seem to win the big one and get the belt back from him. And Kobe feels like he's definitely in Ricky's head, playing mind games. And he definitely, obviously he has a championship advantage, but does that mentality where he can get into Ricky's head, does that give him more of advantage?
Well, Ricky hasn't been the alpha male yet. Kobe beat him for the Zero Gravity title.
Oh, the Zero Gravity. You're right. Correct. My bad.
And Ricky was the longest reigning Zero Gravity champion. But I agree with you. Durst is definitely in his head. I think Kobe has shown a lot of aggression since becoming alpha male. And I guess when it comes to the territory, if you're the alpha male, you have to be the alpha male, you know. He's took on all challengers, and he's come out on top. It's going to be their first match. They went all out. They took it as far as they could, man. So I don't expect either of these two guys to disappoint. And, you know, whoever comes out, they might have a bone crusher to deal with.
Wow. I hope they listen, because you're making some very big claims tonight, and I feel like, you know, and rightfully so, I feel like you're throwing your name into the mix. So hopefully Alpha One management takes a listen and takes a listen to how confident you're feeling going into the 26th. Like I said, this is a big show. It's Final Act 8. It's going to be a big event happening. Like I said, so many names on the show, especially Cody Rhodes, Keith Lee, Jody Fleiss, Ricky Shane Page. You will be in a last man standing match with Mark Wheeler. That is definitely some animosity there. If you're in the Hamilton...
Can I interrupt for a second?
Most definitely. Go ahead.
I definitely will give Mark Wheeler his due. He is, like you said before, he looks great. I maybe am discounting and sounding a little too confident, because he did bring it in our last match. But the fact of the matter is, I have a mission. I have a goal. He is just a slight stop I have to make on my road to ultimate victory in Alpha One, which will be ultimately me with a title.
Title. Okay.
He's in my way right now, but I will give him. He's a tough son of a bitch. And maybe I've discounted him a little bit with some overconfidence, but it's going to be one hell of a fight. And he's going to put on a fantastic losing effort.
Wow. Well, I've never heard something so meant with the evil hate intent sound so good. It's going to be a great losing victory. Now, let me ask you, you're obviously staking your claim, you're putting your foot down, you want to be in the main event picture. So would you rather face Kobe Durst, or would you rather face his opponent, Ricky Shane Page?
You know what? I don't know. I'd say I'd rather face Kobe because he's smaller, but he's took on some tough challenges. He took on Elgin. Honestly, I don't know who I'd rather face, because they each bring different things to the table. It would be nice to take on Ricky because I've never been in the ring with him ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also been a while since I wrestled Kobe, and he was pretty new in his career.
Ah.
So either one of them would be great.
Yeah, definitely. Now,
because also they would also put on a great losing effort.
Yeah. Speaking about Ricky, obviously, he just ended up winning the Combat Zone Wrestling World Championship. He is the CZW World Champion. CZW is sort of my home promotion here in New Jersey, and I feel like you would be a great fit for CZW, whether they wanted you to do normal matches or even deathmatch matches. I know you've done hardcore matches. How do you feel about taking it a step above the hardcore, heading into, like, deathmatch territory?
Well, I have actually done, I think, 3 deathmatches.
Mm.
I'm usually open to anything, you know, whatever I can. It's, you know, a hardcore match or deathmatch, just more ways for me to hurt my opponent. CZW... for a long time, when I was younger, I wanted to go to CZW. I was a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple times it almost happened, but didn't work out. I'd love an opportunity.
I honestly think you would be a great fit. You taking on guys like Joe Gacy, Greg Excellent, Matt Tremont, now Ethan is making his stomping grounds through CZW, and obviously, like we said, Ricky Shane Page is the new champion. So I feel like it's a great fit. Obviously, like I said, that's my home promotion. You're out in Canada, so it'd be cool for you to kind of come to the States and get some work in the States and get some eyes on you here stateside.
Yeah, it's actually been a while. I used to, for a bit, I was going down to the Detroit area for every other week, and, you know, I do have children and my family, and I kind of, you know, I kind of stayed local.
Yeah, definitely.
When my kids were younger, but now, this past year, I've had not even this past year, maybe about the last 8-10 months, it was just like a reawakening with my love of wrestling. I just am so, like, I feel I'm the most motivated I've ever been after 15-16 years. And I just, like, I'm at the point now where it's, like, time to shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
And I plan on doing some big things in 2018, so.
Wow, and now I see why you're so adamant about putting your name out there to be in the main event title picture. Like you said, it's time to shit or get off the pot. You've been in the game since 2002. You've seen everything you can see from independent wrestling, and you've worked some big-time matches, and I really hope your time comes where you can actually hoist up that title, because I feel like you've put your dues in. But going back to Final Act 8, it's time to actually plug the show. If you're in the Hamilton, Ontario area, you can check out the show live. It's at 222 Queenston Road, Hamilton, Ontario. The doors will open at 3:30. Bell time will be at 4 o'clock. Now, tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door if you want to sit at the front row. If there are seats available, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. You can also call a number to order tickets, 905-906-0848. This is an all-ages event. And you can also get tickets at Cool Stuff Toys. That is at 847 King Street East. Also at Cheapy Records at 67 King Street East. Man, you guys are doing something totally different. You have a hotline to buy tickets. You can get tickets at toy stores. You know, other promotions should hop on that.
Yeah, that's one thing Alpha One does right. All the management and everyone involved, you know, they do a great job with everything. The videos, DVDs, you know, the hype videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watch some of them and I get chills, and I'm part of the promotion.
Like I said, those hype videos tell such, they tell stories, and that's maybe something that's missing from indie wrestling, is that there's not enough storytelling within these matches. And like you said, these hype videos, they lay out the story within the matches that kind of, it's like a TV show. It hooks you in. I can't wait for the event to drop and get the digital download. I mean, and not only that, but the DVDs are cheap. You can buy the DVD hard copy for $15. If you want to just download it, it's $11. That's pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah, and they do such a great job. They usually have the shows up within the week. They're on Smart Mark. Like, they do a great job, and, you know, I love, like, doing this podcast with you. It's just, like, getting Alpha One out there. Like, a lot of people, you know about Alpha One, but just taking it to that next step, you know, like, they're on Powerbomb.tv now, like, with some of the older shows.
Yeah, Powerbomb is definitely changing the game.
Oh, yeah, like, they, do you subscribe to Powerbomb?
No, I am subscribed via media because I cover a lot of their shows for my site and other podcasts that I do.
Awesome, because the site's great. Like, I was just on it the other day and just go, there's so much on there. Not to mention, you know, like, there's Alpha One.
Yeah.
There's other Canadian promotions on there. Alpha One's on there. C4 from Ottawa. NSW's on there. Then you got, like, AIW. Like, there's stuff I was watching. Like, old IWA Mid-South. It's incredible. And for Alpha One to be on there is great.
Well, let me ask you a question, because it's a great segue. A topic that I brought up that I wanted to cover on this show, I asked, you know, Twitter, and I asked Reddit. I asked, who would be on your Mount Rushmore of independent wrestling? Like I said, you've been in the game since 2002, so you've seen a lot, and you have a love for independent wrestling. If you had to come up with four guys to put on your Mount Rushmore of independent wrestling, who would they be?
Of all time or currently?
All time or currently, no parameters, so long as they built a following on the independent circuit.
Well,
it's tough, isn't it?
It's really tough, because if you went all time, Reckless Youth, Tom Carter.
Reckless Youth did get a mention on Reddit.
You know, if you went from, like, late 90s, early 2000s, I'd say Reckless Youth, Christopher Daniels for sure. I'd maybe put AJ on there and Loki, just for, like late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like mid 2000s, jeez, like, you know, like any, like, I put like Brian Danielson.
Yeah, of course.
You know, AJ still, Samoa Joe, Punk even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, currently I'd probably have Ethan Page on there, because he's the hottest thing going right now.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I think right now in wrestling, all I ever hear about or see anything about, and it's not just because he's my friend, like, I see, everything I see is either Bullet Club or All Ego Ethan Page right now.
And, you know? And because he's a master, he knows that All Ego Ethan Page is not only him, but it's also a brand. And when you have a brand, you have to promote that brand, and he's a master at promoting the brand that is All Ego Ethan Page. I mean, not only from his hustling, selling the shirts, he started his own YouTube channel that blew up. Now he's got his own podcast that's going to blow up. And like you said, this guy is all over between PWG, CZW, doing his work in Canada with Alpha One and all those other promotions. This guy does not stop.
Oh, yeah, and he does a lot less in Canada now, because he's always busy everywhere else, you know?
Right.
he's doing it right. And it's funny because a lot of I'm starting to see up here, like in our area, a lot of people starting to do what he does, like with the videos and stuff like that. But they're not doing it with the success of Ethan Page. But you know, he's killing it right now. See, if I were to do a current, like you said, current Mount Rushmore, it'd be really biased because I'd have Ethan Page on there, but then I'd have Josh Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd maybe have, like Cody Rhodes right now. He's, you know.
Yeah, definitely Cody deserved to be on there.
You know, so it's really tough. That's a tough one, man. That's a great question,
though. Yeah, and you know, the internet tossed back some great answers. A lot of the ones you mentioned already, you know, the Punks, the Bryan Danielsons, the Christopher Daniels. I saw a couple that I thought were interesting. One was Mike Quackenbush.
Oh, Quack, yeah.
Quack, definitely. Yeah. Who I feel transformed the kind of style of independent wrestling into a more technical base, and the people that he's worked with. Chris Hero is another one that I saw.
Yeah, Hero popped into my head after, like later 2000s, like, you know, 2010 and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. And
Claudio,
I was just going to say Claudio was what my initial, like, random. Yeah, I know it's random, but I feel like Claudio, the work he did, you know, with the Kings of Wrestling during the CZW invasion of ROH, you know, yeah. You know, CZW itself, you know, all that stuff, you know, he's definitely up there. Speaking of currently, which I didn't think of initially, but it makes perfect sense, currently, I mean, you got to put the Young Bucks up there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what? They would have been, my current one would have had, like, Cody and the Bucks.
Yeah, because literally they put eyes on independent wrestling.
Oh, it's insane. Like, you go to a Hot Topic and all the Bullet Club stuff, it's incredible. Like, they're changing wrestling. Like, people talk about, like, hot periods in wrestling, and I think right now wrestling's as hot as it's ever been. Maybe ratings aren't what they used to be, but TV's not the way it used to be, you know?
Right. And Cody Rhodes is a perfect example of you don't really need that machine to be successful.
Yeah, you know? So.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I would just like to take the time to thank you, Steve, for coming on the show. Like I said, this is the very first episode of the Indie Wrestling Report. So if this show blows up, you're part of history, man.
Yeah, man, and you know what? You never forget your first, right?
That's right. Wait, what was your name again? Oh, wait, never mind. That's for another time. But I'm gonna wrap things up with Steve, and I'll come back on the show to say my goodbyes and where you can get this episode and all that other stuff. So stay tuned. I'll talk to Steve, and we'll get things getting. All right, once again, I just want to give a quick thank you to Steve Brown, the Bone Crusher, world-renowned, who will be taking on Mark Wheeler the 26th of November for Alpha 1 Wrestling. Again, if you need all the information, we gave you all the information plus a rundown of the card, but if you need any more information, just go to alpha-1wrestling.com. They give you all the information, or follow them on Twitter, A1 Wrestling. You can follow them and get all the information about the show and where to get a ticket. Or if you can't be there because you're not from Canada, you don't live in Canada, you can buy the DVD when it comes out. It's only going to be $15 on Smart Mark Video. Or you can just buy the digital download, and it's actually cheaper. It's $11, so that's pretty cool. But again, thank you to Steve coming on the show, the very first show, and he was a fantastic guest. I'm very afraid for his opponent, Mark Wheeler. Again, this is a last man standing match, and Steve is a 6'1", over 300-pound man, so it's not going to be easy to keep him down for a 10 count. We also got to talk about a lot of cool stuff like the Mount Rushmore of independent wrestling, which is a question I posed on the internet. We got a lot of responses via Reddit, which was cool because Reddit's not always the nicest place in the world when it comes to wrestling fans, but they gave me a lot of cool answers. A lot of the usual, like CM Punk, Samoa Joe, Bryan Danielson, obviously AJ Styles, came up. Christopher Daniels came up a couple times. I want to talk about the weird ones. Not necessarily weird, but the ones I didn't think about that came up. Adam Cole came up a lot as a person that would be on the Mount Rushmore of independent wrestling, which is pretty cool because he has done a lot. And I feel like maybe these are maybe new fans of independent wrestling, which is awesome because independent wrestling can always use more eyes on their product. So it's cool to see that. Young Bucks, obviously, is what me and Steve talked about. Claudio Castagnoli, which was a random choice of my own. But again, you look back at what he did in Ring of Honor with like the Kings of Wrestling and CZW, Chikara. He was all over the map before he became Cesaro in WWE. Who else? Chris Hero, another, the other half of the Kings of Wrestling for Ring of Honor. You know, Chikara and all the things that he accomplished in independent wrestling. And he's had a lot of, he had a lot to do with training other people. Another name that I just came off the top of my head, Drew Gulak. Maybe not necessarily a finalist, I guess you could say, but definitely worth the mention for the work he's done for CZW in terms of training people and getting them ready. So yeah, obviously independent wrestling has a very, very rich history, and thankfully the internet and streaming services like Powerbomb TV, as Steve mentioned, you can go back and watch their old shows like IWA Mid-South and things like that too. If you are not sick of watching wrestling, I'm not sick, so that's why I chose to do this podcast, is to help promote independent wrestling, because that's the whole basis of independent promotion or independent wrestling. It's all about promotion. It's very DIY. The only way these shows are successful and these promotions are successful if more people know about them and more people attend the shows. And the best thing about attending these shows is that you can get a glimpse, a first-hand glimpse of people that will go on to do great things in greener pastures. So why not be the guy that say, hey, I saw that guy front row in a venue when he was wrestling his butt off trying to make it in the big leagues. That's a pretty cool story to tell. And now with the internet and the advent of the internet, you can actually develop friendships with these people. I feel a very close kinship to the people that I've interviewed before. Steve was a great guest, a very, very nice guy. Again, I feel sorry for his opponent, but he was great. And that's the whole point about independent wrestling, is whether it's fans or talent, we're all a family trying to make this thing grow as big as possible. And that's my goal here. It's not to be the number one podcast on the internet. Listen, when it comes to wrestling and podcasts, the outlet is saturated to crazy heights. Not that that's a bad thing, because there are a lot of great shows out there. I'm just trying to get my foot in the door and kind of be a part of the community and have you guys be a part of the community. So the best way to do that is to get in touch with me. All you got to do is just click the links on the bottom of this page on thewrestlingchronicle.com. There are links to our Twitter feed, @WrestlingChron. You can give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/thewrestlingchronicle. You can check out all the recaps that we post. We also have another podcast that deals with a lot of other things, not independent wrestling related, but WWE. It's a very heavy, heavy WWE show. It's called the Paper Crap Podcast. You can also find that podcast there. We have our predictions up for Survivor Series. So thank you guys for joining me on the very first edition, very first of, I hope, many more editions of the Indie Wrestling Report. My name is Eric Vasquez for thewrestlingchronicle.com. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Adios.